time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Man, what's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. Okay, so I have been MIA for a good probably week and a half. I actually had a podcast that I've been wanting to do with you guys for a while, but due to the crazy ass weather here in Los Angeles, the rain that we have that everyone claims Southern California doesn't fucking get destroyed my apartment. It was literally raining inside of my apartment, which, sucked a lot of balls. I fucking hated it because I have wood floors, one. So I had to have some guys come in and to make sure there was no mold in my apartment because, you know, that moisture can turn into mold after a while, which is very dangerous. Luckily, no mold, but my wall was extremely wet. So they left behind a dehumidifier. Dehumidifier and a air mover. And those two big ass machines in my studio apartment were very loud. And I had to run them for about 4 days. Because luckily they came on Sunday. I can't even believe that. Thank God. And they just came this morning to remove the machines. But they were so loud. I couldn't record anything. I couldn't film anything for my YouTube channel. I couldn't make anything for my podcast. But now I can, because as of 9 a.m. this morning, they got rid of those loud-ass machines, which my cat Samantha hated, mind you. She was always hiding. But your girl is back, and I can be as audible as I like. Yes. So let's go ahead and let's kick it off with this random ass podcast that I have for you guys. We got ourselves another Florida story, and I swear, I don't go looking for Florida stories. They just seem to find me. I don't know. We have a man who caught a bucket of chicken with his face. Then a guy, I know that's exactly what I said. Then a guy who likes to smoke crack at stoplights. And I've also got news about everyone's favorite Valentine's Day candy. But before we get to that, Smile Squad, I want to remind you guys to call in and share your opinion. You can call in about any episode here on Professionally Silly and join in on the silly. Or you can just say, hey, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Okay, let's get it, y'all. Florida has once again put their name in the hat for random fast food drama. Ronald Jenkins of Jacksonville, Florida, age 53, claims KFC employee Shade Simmons, or maybe a Sade since she's black, hit him in the face with a bucket of extra crispy chicken and a side of biscuits. I can't. He claims Simmons did not handle his food in a sanitary way, and he says that she did not wear gloves or a hairnet. Now, according to Simmons, the female employee, he was very rude and snatched the bag away from her. That's what she's saying. Now, I mean, I can understand the annoyance of her not wearing gloves or a hairnet, But I just feel like he could have asked to speak to a manager or something instead of acting like a grown-ass man, baby. I'm just, you know. But anyways, the KFC employee was arrested and charged with battery. Ronald claimed that he suffered damage to his tooth and that his glasses were knocked off his face when he was hit by his KFC order. I don't know why I feel like Ronald Jenkins is like an old white man. I don't know. I just feel like he might be. But that last name Jenkins, though, tells me he might be black. I don't know. So, guys, this seems, it just kind of seems like they both took shit a little too far. You know, homie, if you don't like your food, you know, or how it's handled, speak to a manager. Get your money back. Take your ass someplace else, okay? Besides, KFC is garbage anyway. And anyone who knows anything about fast food fried chicken knows damn well that Popeyes is life, okay? All right? I had to let that out real quick because KFC is garbage. Florida, you know what? You never cease to entertain me. Thank you. I can't wait to find more crap about you. It's a hilarious state, I gotta tell you. You know that awkward moment when you're driving your car and you're stuck at a traffic light and you really want to smoke your crack cocaine?
Awkward.
No? Okay, well, in New Hampshire, Michael Duville decided to do just that. Not only did he smoke crack in his car at a stoplight, oh no, he was also receiving oral sex from a female passenger whilst enjoying his crack cocaine. Oh, and honey, it gets better. He also did this in view of detectives of the Manchester Police Department. Yeah. What a fucking idiot. Damn, that crack must have been good as fuck, you know? When the detective approached Michael's car, he sped off, but was later apprehended by another officer. The female passenger was able to get away, which means, ladies, he's single. Michael was arrested on several charges, including narcotics possession, lewdness, and disobeying an officer. I mean, this guy is a saint, isn't he? Yeah, you guys should definitely see his arrest photo. He legit looks like an SVU suspect. I'm gonna go ahead and give Sergeant Benson a call. Maybe she should double check and make sure things are, you know, running smoothly. Wow. Yay! Valentine's Day is around the corner. And if you're anything like me, you really aren't that excited about it. To be honest with you, the best thing about Valentine's Day is the after Valentine's Day candy 50% off sale. Okay? Now, I know I sound a little bitter. It's because I am. All right? My love life is garbage. All right? Look, I think the last Valentine I had was literally my cat last year. But you know, Sammy's a sweetheart. She cuddled with me and she used my money to buy me some chocolate, which I had to go get because, you know, my cat's license is suspended. But enough about my lies. I have some news to share. According to the interweb, those heart-shaped chalky candies with messages on them will not be available for 2019. We won't be able to receive our Be Mine or Marry Me messages this year. The sweethearts in their original form will not be available because the manufacturer, the New England Confectionery Company, NetCo for short, closed their factories on July 2018. So I know we all have those conversational heart memories, like back when we were in middle school or high school or what have you. And I mean, this candy has been around for more than, geez, like 130 years. Now, according to candystore.com, more than 19 million pounds of this candy is sold each year. You know, and more than 80% of which is actually the brand Sweethearts. Now, Spangler Candy Company, the makers of Dum Dum Lollipops and Circus Peanuts, purchased Necco Wafers and Sweethearts in 2018. And you can still get the conversational candy this year in stores, but not the original Sweethearts. Because of the quick turnaround, there wasn't enough time to produce enough candy for the 2019 Valentine's Day season. You will, however, be able to purchase the original brand on places like Amazon, you know, online. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I couldn't give less fucks. I don't really care. If you want to tell me you love me, then bring me some damn chocolate. Don't nobody got no time for no chalky flavored ass candy with messages you can text me. Better yet, where is my damn homemade dinner with a bottle of wine, some 90s R&B music, followed by a massage that leads to sexier adventures? Sorry, Smile Squad. I got lost in my fantasies for a second there. Let's move on, shall we? I just want to take a second to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose. Cause your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. Because your girl certainly does get around audibly. And if you're interested in knowing where else my podcast is distributed, you can always Google professionally silly podcast and it'll pop right on up. We definitely had some strange stories today, and I definitely look forward to whatever Florida brings us next. You know, but be sure to call in and let me know what you thought about the KFC offender. Damn, that would be a dope ass wrestling name for the WWE. Welcome to the stage, the KFC offender, right? No? Okay. Maybe I'm just like reaching on that one. But what do you think about the dude who liked to smoke crack at stoplights in front of cops? You know, also, will we really miss the sweetheart candies? You know, and to be honest with you, I probably would not have even noticed if I hadn't come across the story online. I wouldn't have. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. All right. And now in other news, for those of you who have had, been interested in creating your own podcast with Anchor, I've got a few tips that a friend of mine, a fellow podcaster, would like to share with you. You know, Anchor really is the easiest way to get your podcast out to the world. All right. And Maria has a few interesting tips about the Anchor app.
Hello there, listeners of the Professionally Silly Show. I am Maria. My show is Strong Body, Strong Soul. And I just realized that sometimes people don't realize when they message other content creators out here, they should make sure to say their full name and the title of their show. Because I was just listening to Professionally Silly's show right here, and she has some great messages from listeners here, but I can't tell what the titles of their shows are because Anchor doesn't show that on the screen for us. And there's no button like there used to be that I could just push and go right to somebody's show to say hello. Like Raina, I heard your voice and I kind of want to find you, but I don't know what the show name is. So that is my techie tip of the day. That's not normally what I'm about, but if I can help, there you go. Also, just another little pointer. Please note that on that last message, you could see my profile photo. It doesn't say the name of my station, right? Or my show. This particular call does have a title on it, and all you see are the words that I choose to type into this little box here. So be careful how you use the messages. Use it in the best way possible so that other people can find you if they want to listen to your content, because a lot of times you can tell by the tone of voice of someone if you like them, if you want to hear what they're saying more. So use that box, the message title box, in the best way you can, or let your photo go through. And have a good day. Keep staying silly, people. Keep staying silly.
Thank you so much, Maria, for those fun tips about the Anchor app. I freaking love this app. If you're interested in learning more about the Anchor app, you can feel free to reach out to me or Maria. She definitely knows a lot more about it than I do. And you can also check her out on, she has two different podcast stations. She has herself the Strong Body, Strong Soul, which is pretty much about positivity and just happiness and good things. She's got quotes and lots of, you know, interesting stories that she shares on there, as well as the Creators Council podcast. And that's pretty much to help other podcasters on different social media platforms and things like that. So definitely check those out. Strong Body, Strong Soul, and the Creators Council podcast are available on Anchor and other places podcasts are offered. Man, it was really a lot of fun, you know, to start my own podcast and to keep it up. It's a lot of fun because you get to do, you know, what you like, what interests you. And there are a lot of people in this world who find the same things interesting. So come join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. If you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button. Okay, that way you'll be notified whenever I upload new podcast episodes. And if you're curious about this female goddess of a voice flowing through your speakers and or headphones, follow me on my social media platforms. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others. Now, I have clickable links in the description box of all of my videos on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. Hint, hint, wink, wink. And if you don't have TikTok, trust me when I say it's fun as fuck. Follow me, Amber Smiles Jones, and let's laugh together. Once again, I am your Audible Boo Thang, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And I would love it if you guys left a review on my podcast. I want to know what you guys think. You know, I'd also like it if you guys would call in and share your opinions about the topics that we discuss here or have discussed in the past. Feel free to call in about any episode here on Professionally Silly that you've heard. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Call in, tell me which episode you listen to, and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.